The film American Sniper has put the story of Navy SEAL Chris Kyle, the most lethal sniper in U.S. military history, in the spotlight.
I was just protecting my guys. They were trying to kill our soldiers, and I'm willing to meet my creator and answer for every shot that I took.
Bradley Cooper as Chris Kyle. Kyle had tried to help and was killed by a fellow vet claiming post-traumatic stress disorder. His trial is underway in Texas. But today at the White House, President Obama honors the memory of another sniper who, like Chris Kyle, tried to help other struggling vets. Here now's Alex Ashlock reports.
There are more than 2 million veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And yesterday at the White House, President Obama acknowledged there will be veterans of a new conflict, a conflict that could outlast his presidency. He asked Congress for authorization to use force against the group known as Islamic State for 3 years.
The 2,600 American troops in Iraq today largely serve on bases. And yes, they face the risks that come with service in any dangerous environment, but they do not have a combat mission. They are focused on training Iraqi forces, including Kurdish forces. As I've said before, I'm convinced that the United States should not get dragged back into another prolonged ground war in the Middle East.
Paul Rykoff served as an Army officer in the Iraq War. Now he leads the organization Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.
I think for us what it underscores is that whether there's an authorization or not, our community's been at war. We've got members on the ground in Iraq and in Afghanistan and in many parts around the world that most Americans frequently forget about, quite frankly.
Today, Paul Rykoff is with the president at the White House as he signs the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention Act for American Veterans. It's designed to increase access to mental health care.
I want our vets to know that we care about you and your life, and that is why we have fought all year for you to get this bill passed and to get you the care that you deserve.
The act is named after Clay Hunt. That's Clay's mom, Susan Selke, testifying before Congress. Clay Hunt was a Marine sniper from Houston. He served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He killed himself in 2011 after battling the Department of Veterans Affairs to get the mental health care he needed. In her congressional testimony, Clay's mom said she knew this legislation was too late for her son, but she urged other vets to take advantage of it.
So please don't give up. Don't lose hope. If you need help, ask for it. And trust now. We trust now that it will be there for you.
Paul Rykoff worked with Clay Hunt on veterans issues. He says he knew his friend was struggling with depression.
He waited 10 weeks to see someone. He was in crisis. He was having suicidal ideations, and he waited 10 weeks. We need reinforcements. We need the cavalry. We need all the beans and the bullets to tackle this fight.
An estimated 22 veterans kill themselves every day, and surveys consistently show that suicide is the top concern for vets of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Paul Rykoff says he hopes they'll learn from Clay Hunt's story.
He was known as a leader, and I think that's part of why it was so heartbreaking, because if it could have happened to Clay, it could happen to anyone. And I hope that if a veteran's listening right now, they reach out to us or go to the Veterans Crisis Line and know that there are people out there who've been down the route you're on and they want to help.
Clay Hunt was 28 years old when he committed suicide. Like Chris Kyle, who's portrayed in the film, he was another American sniper. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.